And this next item is from writeon.net. That's www.writeon.net. It's by Peter Heft and was published on the 26th of May. As with all our items, you can click through and visit the site directly to see more of their material or subscribe. This is entitled, Democracy in Europe is Coming Apart at the Seams. In the wake of Austria's near miss with the far right during this week's elections, the EU has threatened to trigger economic sanctions against countries which deviate from the EU's fundamental values. This risk of a loss of national sovereignty and control ought to signal to countries a need to jettison the EU. As Breitbart London recently reported, the president of the European Union's executive branch, the so-called European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, has threatened to trigger an EU rule of law framework, that's Article 7 TEU, in the wake of Austria's presidential race and the risk of a win by Norbert Hofer of the Austrian Freedom Party. Article 7 allows the Council, that's the Council of the European Union, to suspend certain rights deriving from the application of the treaties to the EU country in question, if they deem a country to be headed in a direction that doesn't fit with the supposedly common and fundamental values of the EU. They're outlined in Article 2. While there are, of course, a plethora of things that one could write about regarding the situation, such as the subjectivity of the concept of fundamental values of the EU, questions regarding how one evaluates compliance with the aforementioned values, and, of course, a Schmittian analysis, as I've done before, albeit in a slightly different context. What I want to briefly examine is the nature of democracy in Europe, as well as what the threat of Article 7, and its very existence, says about global liberalism. The threat of sanctions, or as Juncker stated, a complete lack of debate or dialogue with the far right, is not only extremely problematic for the future of democratic deliberation in Europe, but also indexes a very important feature of the European democratic order. It's democratic in name only. As the migrant crisis worsens and European nations become strained both financially and culturally, right-wing populist parties are gaining traction across the continent. These parties, despite potentially espousing pseudo-anti-democratic ideals, have played the game of democracy and have won. They've accepted the stewardship of the EU. Assuming the rules of the game of democracy would be applied fairly, only to be cheated out of their victory. This is democracy by and for the winners, with no chance of outside reform. Specifically, Juncker's threat shows that the European Union, while claiming to be democratic and open to deliberation, is functionally akin to a Soviet-style bloc, where dissent is accepted only until it wins. Once the ruling ideology becomes sufficiently questioned, political ideologues have no choice but to shut down any dissent. What adds to the irony of the situation, although it's endemic in modern liberalism, is the fact that Juncker wanted to use the EU's power to stop a country's freedom, democracy and equality, three of the EU's stated values in Article 2, all in the name of preserving the aforementioned values. What's more, the threat, as well as the existence of such an article as 7, shows that the EU does not care about the individual sovereignty of countries or the will of the people within said countries. It demonstrates that the EU does not have the interest of the diverse European peoples at its heart, and it demonstrates that when threatened by outside competition, global liberalism will use anything in its arsenal, from name-calling to economic sanctions, to rig the game so the outside always loses. Despite the fact that Hofer lost by a narrow margin, and thus Article 7 will unlikely be triggered, at least in regards to Austria, Hungary, Poland and the Czech Republic are still threats to the liberal order. Austria, as well as the other European nations, should take the threat as a sign of the times, and recognise the real danger that national sovereignty is in. It would be wise for countries to, one by one, jettison the antiquated European Union that has shown that it no longer cares about the individual sovereignty, but prefers communal identity politics. In the end, the most important thing that all this shows is that change cannot occur within the system. It must occur extra-legally or outside the established order. Peter Heft describes himself as a closet conservative on a liberal campus. Peter Heft is a student of philosophy and political science at Ohio's Denison University. He has a lifelong passion for knowledge and has been a national-level debater since high school. He's maintained a blog for the past 5 years, Peter Says Stuff, which is devoted to politics and philosophy. As ever, with all our items, you can click through for the links.